Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew Mornings. You're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
Talking about Jesus and having fun while doing it. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Hey, Carl here with Carl and Crew. We got the best of going on here. Let's get the whole team chiming in on this one. What do you say, Young Thunder, about best ofs?
I love best ofs. Best ofs are my favorite because I get to hear you guys. I get to hear some of the old interviews we've had, some of the best segments we've had. It's a lot of fun.
It's pretty cool. What do you say, Super Die?
It highlights the Triple Boom stuff. We want to share it again.
That's great. That's really good.
It's our Triple Boom stuff.
It's the Triple Boom stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Sputnik, you all are in favor of this too?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So how do you listen to the best of when we're back live?
You can text the word show to our number, 312-274-9624. You can get it sent right to your phone, a link where you can click on all of our past shows.
Enjoy this today.
Let me break it down for you. One of the greatest battles I ever face in my life is living totally surrendered to the Lord. You know, the way we come to Jesus is the way we're going to grow in Jesus, utterly dependent on Him. And that's the premise spoken of over and over and over again in Scripture. Can't miss it, can you, Allie?
No, you can't. We're looking at Jeremiah 2:13. Correct? Is that, I want to make sure I have that.
Jeremiah 2:12 and 13, if you could.
Okay, then give me a minute to get there.
Well, let me go for it.
Okay, go for it.
Because I happen to have it.
Thank you.
In my hands, be appalled, O heavens, at this. Wow, listen to this, guys. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked. Be utterly desolate, declares the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. Now, wouldn't you want to know what those two evils are when Jeremiah's laying this down? Here they are. Here's the two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns for themselves. Broken cisterns that can hold no water. Mm. Now, let me explain what a cistern is. A cistern was not a natural carved out thing out of the landscape, but something that would have been manually carved out of rock and sufficient to not only hold water runoff, but hold it in such a manner that it can sustain through the dry season. It can hold on to water. And these were elaborate things. These were reservoirs, for lack of a better word. A cistern is a reservoir. It's where water is stored. And so when the prophet Jeremiah, isn't God awesome?
Yes.
I mean, he's, you know, God today would be like, you know, he'd say, you know, you started out driving like you were in a Cadillac and now you're in a Chevette. You know, that's what a prophet would say today. You know, it's like you started off so well.
So strong.
And now you're in a Chevette. Here's what's going on. God is saying, you started off, but you've forsaken me. This is often the battle in the authentic faith today. We begin in utter dependence, and then we get up in our own strength. And then what do? We carve out cisterns that can't hold water. Now, let me tell you what I'm going to capture this as today. And I want to compare broken cisterns with broken systems. Because really, systems that we create in our life, either they are systems that hold water or they don't. And what does God say constantly? When you carve out a system that is in your strength and in your power, it's always going to leak. It never holds water.
So what do you mean by systems? Give me some examples.
So sometimes there's broken systems. They come in myriad forms, and I have gazillions of them that I either have and God is breaking me of, or I had broken, and now I've got to kind of let God take me back again.
Yeah.
So let me give you one that God's given me victory over. There was a time when I thought I needed to, I had a people pleaser mode with all family.
Okay.
And my system was, I can never let family down. Well, let me tell you what that does when you get married. When you get married, now you got a whole nother set of structure and values over here, and then you got this structure and values over here. Mm. And why I'm so passionate for single adults to take all their traditions and throw them in a pile, in essence, in the floor, in their living room, and start talking as a couple about, we're going to do this, we're going to not do that, we're going to do this, we're going to not do that, so that they can develop systems for their value calls that they make, how much they spend on gifts, who they give gifts to, where you're going to spend Christmas. This is germane to this season of the year, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
And all those things. Because my broken system was, I tried to make every relative happy, and I drug my wife into that same psycho mess.
Okay. Mm.
And that's a psycho mess because you can't win. So my broken system was that. Now, you got to honor your father and mother and family and do all that. But you build a system that's going to honor God, not exhaust you, and ultimately lead to futility. Mm-hmm. That's one small example of a broken system.
Yeah, so there are broken systems with how we spend our time. There are broken systems with how we spend our money. There are broken systems with how we relate to people.
Totally. I mean,
and the list goes on and on.
There's broken systems about everything.
Yeah.
In fact, you could take your mind and walk from here down the stairwell out to your car and think about the broken systems about so many things. There's broken systems about how we perceive ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's broken systems about how we relate to people because we perceive ourselves incorrectly.
And it's usually patterns that are sort of developed over time. You develop a system not overnight. It's not something that you do once. It's a pattern of or a way of doing things that's shaped over time and kind of is our default.
Carl and Crew Morning's Best Of Edition.
Helping you take your next step in your walk with Jesus.
Your shot of hope to make it through the day. It's Carl and Crew Mornings.
Okay, here's the deal. This is Best Of right now, but wait, hey, come on. There's still ways to communicate with us here.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, sometimes Twitter. Search Carl and Crew Mornings.
So let's just say, and by the way, rub-a-dub-dub, we're all in this tub. You got a broken system in your life, and no one is ever going to have, I love to use this metaphor, it's like spiritual whack-a-mole. We are constantly on the move because Satan is constantly plotting and attempting to derail us into self-willed living. Self-help is authored by the prince and power of the air. He hates us. And he goes, the best thing I can do is get them working in their own strength. Every time they lean on God, those dad-burned kids, they kick my rear. That's what he's thinking.
Mm.
So here's what we are called to do over and over over again in scriptures, take the broken cisterns in our life, which I believe doubles down for broken systems. It's how we live in a way. It's either living dependent on God or dependent on us. And when we allow God to identify the broken systems in our life, then we can get healed up. If you keep playing fast and loose or winking at broken systems, you never get repaired and healed up. And then the fresh living water of our relationship with God, we continually leak.
And the thing about systems is that they're deeply entrenched. I mean, this is why self-help does not work, because you get at the surface of it, but it becomes a system over time. Have you ever driven on a road where it's not paved, but there are ruts where tires have gone over and over, and your car just sort of settles into that and you follow that path?
You had to say that.
Why?
Because that's the world. If you've never been to Alaska, but let me tell you something, Allie. What you are just describing there is what we have in Alaska called stud ruts.
Oh.
Because you get these little metal studs coming out of tires, and they work on not just dirt roads, asphalt to where you get stud ruts in asphalt where it's carved out like big dips where the tires go. And that's the most dangerous thing in the world because you can't get out of those things.
You settle right in. And so a self-help is not going to get you out of that rut.
Never. Never. That's the point.
We need something different.
Got to have it. What are those broken systems in your life? Those things that you do. Come on, let's fire them out there. What are broken systems? Let's get some ideas.
How you spend your time.
Okay.
I mean, a broken system can be your default to your phone.
Boom. Good. A broken system can be how you spend your finances or how you organize it. Let's go. Keep going.
I think you're getting too busy. Like in denial kind of thing. You're so busy.
Okay. Yeah. So
your identity. Yeah.
Your identity is found in being a producer in radio, and so you work too much here. Something like that.
Something like that, exactly.
Right. How you work with others. Maybe how you relate to others.
How you relate to others. Yeah. It could be that you relate from a shriveling violet, insecure standpoint, and then you kick yourself going, "Dad, burn it. I'm a victor in Jesus, and I'm acting like I'm a loser."
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
Sure.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Mr. Type A personality, and I've walked away going, "Man, you act like you're you've never won a spiritual battle in your life. What's the matter with you? Or
you can go the opposite direction.
You walk away going, wow, I get the jerk cookie award.
Stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Carl here with Carl and Crew. Happy day. It's best of.
Yeah, you figured it out. We're not actually here. We know you've been wondering, but keep listening anyway. This is the best of.
Keep up with the team on social media. Just search Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, Carl here with Carl and Crew Mornings. Guys, this is a best of edition.
If you want to follow us on social media, we would love it. We post all kind of fun stuff on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Search Carl and Crew Mornings.
Jeremiah nailed it then, and his words ring true today. This is what he said. Speaking of God's people, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. So in other words, the source of life they've forsaken and hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Woo, that's pretty heavy. So cisterns were these big dugout wells. They were not wells. Whoa, hold a second. They were reservoirs that took the runoff of water, a la living water, and it held onto it, right? Here's the test of whether or not a cistern really worked. Because when the water's flowing, yeah, man, those cisterns look like they're just great. Look at that, thing's topped off. The ultimate test of a cistern in Israel was the dry desert season. That was the test. And that's the test for you and me.
What do you mean?
When the water isn't flowing, does your life hold water? Can it get you through the desert seasons? That was the test for a cistern in Israel. And it's true today spiritually. When you carve out systems for your life, sometimes they seem like they're working okay. Right. I'll go back to what I was doing to my wife when we were newlyweds. I mean, I had her... And I was trying to do the right thing, but I was doing it in my own strength. Mm-hmm. And what I was trying to do is please both sides of the family, everybody in that family, no matter what they were like. That's all I'm going to say. Well, I found in retrospect, I'm forcing my wife into situations and myself and my kids that are like, this isn't of God. This isn't healthy. This isn't good. This is wrong. So I'm finding out, whoa, hold on here a second. You know what? How I found that those systems weren't working is over time when things began to run dry. And this is true in your life. You might be able to create systems that in your own strength get it going. But when your system runs out of juice and you're left in a dry season, the way you can tell if you're irrigated with streams of living water and have a life that holds water is when there's desert seasons in your life. Does it hold up? Does it work? Because that was the ultimate test for a cistern in Israel, is desert seasons. Let's go look at the cistern. It's empty. You know what that means? It had a leak the whole time.
So what was the desert season that revealed to you that this system of operating with family, extended family, is not working? Was it a one kind of epiphany moment, or was it just a revelation? How did that happen?
It was a desert of on and on and on. And then we realize, whoa, hold it here. We've got a system of relating that isn't working.
Yeah.
The desert went on and on and on. And it started to get exhausting, depleting. We couldn't get our lips were so parched because we're trying everything in our strength to make this thing work. And then we went back and go, no, let's go back and let God dig out a cistern for our life that's going to hold some water here. Carl and Crew Mornings Best of Edition. I want you to get on the showcast if you can.
Text the word show to our number, 312-274-9624.
No energy? No problem. We have all the energy you need and more. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Hey, it is Carl here with Carl and Crew, and we are fired up, guys. Although we're not here, we left behind some of the very best.
We know, you caught it. We're not actually here, but we do have some of our favorites. Take a listen.
Well, we have special guest Dr. Mark Jobe with us right now, 10th president of the Moody Bible Institute, and host of Bold Steps, which you hear weekdays at 1 o'clock right here on 90.1 FM Moody Radio. Dr. Jobe, we're talking year-end giving. There's a lot of talk that goes to year-end giving for nonprofits, for different organizations. Why is giving to Moody Bible Institute this time of year a good investment?
Yeah, well, let me say, first of all, I know that people are having to probably open their belt a few notches after Christmas.
Yes.
And you probably thought, I spent way too much, I shouldn't have, and now you have to, a house that's a mess that you have to get going. But
yep.
As we look at the new year, and as we're a few days away from the turn of our calendar, this is a time where a lot of people at the end of the year give a special gift to ministries, to charities, to things that they believe in. And it's an important time for Moody Radio as well, because this is a season and a time where a large part of our budget is determined. And so I want to say thank you in advance for those of you that have already given a year in gift. And thank you for those of you that are considering and praying about it. People that give to Moody give because they value the gospel of Jesus Christ and they value the word of God.
Mm.
And so if you've been around Moody for a while, Moody Bible Institute and Moody Radio and Moody Publishing, you know that for 135 years, we have maintained our grounded focus on the word of God and a firm proclamation of his gospel. And so people that give value that. And so, Allie, it's important at the end of the year to give, especially because we believe that there's a window of opportunity that's opened up to us, and there's an urgency about this. You know, the last 2 years, our world has been shaken to the core.
Yes.
The global pandemic started it, but it's splashed over to our economy.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's reverberated in social unrest and political division and polarization. There have been people that have, a lot of people that have gotten sick, a lot of people that have died. There have been people that have resigned their jobs, people that have moved to different states. I mean, this has been a time of great disruption and a world that's shaken. Anytime that happens throughout history, it also opens up great doors of opportunity for the gospel. And because our world has been shaken, there's an openness to the gospel, and we don't want to miss that window of opportunity.
Hmm.
More people than ever, I think, are asking questions about God and purpose and destiny. There's been death and isolation and anxiety. There's been change and disruption. There's been questions about human sexuality. There's a lot of people, I think, that are asking questions that maybe 2 years ago they were not asking.
Sure.
And we believe that this is a time that we need to step into intentionally, passionately. It's not a time to turn down the volume. It's a time to turn up the volume and pursue all the opportunities that God has for us. So our theme at the end of this year is everyone, everywhere, starting here. And that's all about the gospel.
Yeah. Dr. Mark Jobe, our guest right now, 10th president of the Moody Bible Institute. We're talking year-end giving. Dr. Jobe, as you look back, reflect on some of the highlights of 2021, obviously a year with many challenges, but what have you seen in this past year, particularly here at Moody Bible Institute, that gets you excited about what God's doing?
You know, it has been a year with a lot of challenges. I've been the president of Moody for 3 years, and over half of that time has been in a global pandemic. So I'm not
very
sure I know what normal is. but I want to say what really inspires me the most during this time is that Moody has stayed on course with its mission, even though there's been a lot of disruption. In fact, I think it's positioned us to even do greater ministry, specifically speaking about radio. We had an avalanche of people telling us that they would not have made it through this season without just the steady voice of Moody Radio pointing them back to God, back to Scripture, bringing them just hope and reassurance at a time where it seemed like the world was falling apart. But I also love the testimonies that we get from people like, for example, Teresa. Teresa wrote, and I love this, she said, "Thanks to Moody Radio, I found Jesus in 2019 at the ripe age of 42, which is not that ripe, I don't think, but anyways, my bold step was taking the plunge literally and getting baptized in 2021. And I just want to thank Moody Radio. For the first time in my life, I can actually feel true joy in my heart. And that's Teresa.
Wow.
I don't know her whole story, but she indicates that it was through Moody Radio that she came to know Jesus. And obviously, she plugged into a church and is getting baptized, growing in her walk with God. And I love those stories, Allie, because they remind me that there's a lot of people out there that for the first time are hearing the good news clearly presented, or it's connecting with them at least, and they're making decisions to follow Christ. And so many stories like that from prisoners and from people that are just saying, hey, during this disruption, I found Moody Radio, and I'm turning to Jesus and making decisions to follow Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about.
Yeah, that's what we're about here at Moody Radio. And we are so grateful for those of you who give so faithfully. Maybe those of you who are listening, considering giving for the first time. Well, we don't do what we do without you. And so we have a little gift of appreciation that we want to give to each one of you while supplies last. We have some these joy note cards, 12 blank note cards based on this year's Moody Scripture calendar, which is inexpressible and glorious joy. Now, the note cards have scripture verses paired with stunning photos of God's creation, photographs that were taken by Moody staff and alumni. So this is just a little gift from us to you, just saying thank you. I want to say thank you to Mark Jobe for spending some time with us here this morning. Looking forward to, if the Lord wills, a great 2022. Dr. Jobe, thank you.
Absolutely. And I'd like to pause and just pray right now for our listeners as they make their way into this new year. So, Father, we pause right now. We thank you for your faithfulness during this last year. And God, I pray specifically that we would not take baggage into this next year. And so I pray, Father, if there is a conversation that we need to have, that you would give us the courage to have it. If there's someone that we need to forgive, and we've been dragging that unforgiveness or resentment for months, I pray, God, that we would not take that baggage into 2022. If there's a step of obedience we need to take, Father, that we have been delaying and delaying, God, I pray that you would, through the conviction of your Holy Spirit, that you would just press in on us, God, that we would not cross over with undue baggage, with stuff that you want us to leave behind, Father. And so I pray for everybody that's listening to me right now, God, I pray in Jesus' name that this would be an extraordinary entrance into a refreshing year where we sense your presence, where we're energized by your Spirit, and where we live on mission for the glory of King Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Jobe. If you want to give, you can call 800-600-9624, 800-600-9624, or go online to moodyradio.org.
Carl and Crew Mornings Best Of Edition. I want you to get on the showcast if you can.
Text the word SHOW to our number, 312-274-9624.
Don't miss out on all the fun. Keep up with Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget, that's Carl with a K.
Hey, Carl here with Carl and Crew. We got the best of going on here. Let's get the whole team chiming in on this one. What do you say, Young Thunder, about best ofs?
I love best ofs. Best ofs are my favorite because I get to hear you guys. I get to hear some of the old interviews we've had, some of the best segments we've had. It's a lot of fun.
It's pretty cool. What do you say, Super Die?
It highlights the triple boom stuff. We want to share it again.
That's great.
Oh, that's really good.
It's our triple boom stuff.
It's the triple boom stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Sputnik, you all are in favor of this too?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So how do you listen to the best of when we're back live?
You can text the word SHOW to our number, 312-274-9624. You can get it sent right to your phone, a link where you can click on all of our past shows.
Enjoy this today.
Well, Boom Crew, we have a really special treat. I feel like we've been talking about this, talking about saying it's coming.
Hinting, talking, alluding to.
It's one of those, are we there yet? Yeah, it's coming and it's
here.
Sorry
about that.
It's here. I'm going to be interviewing Carl, talking about his new book that's coming out January 4th. It's called 7 Resolutions Where Self-Help Ends and God's Power Begins. You must be pumped that this is finally here.
I am, and it's a long time coming, and I'm just praying that God uses it in a significant way in people's lives and that lives are truly changed.
So give us the 30-second overview. What is this book about?
There's a big gap between the promises of God and what most Christians, true Christians, disciples of Christ, even experience day to day. And my goal in the 7 resolutions is to close the gap between God's promises and where we live. And I'm absolutely convinced it revolves around us staying utterly dependent on God. And we've gotten up, as I've said so many times, we've gotten up in our own strength, in our own power, when God says, live in my strength and my power. That's what's in the gap. I hope to close it with these 7 resolutions.
So I've gotten to read the book. You talk a lot about that, the humility, and how our brokenness in front of before God is so important. How do we really get there with biblical humility?
You know, I don't know that there's any way short of going through crisis and pain. I don't know. I don't believe we choose humility on the mountaintops unless we're in awe and struck by the grandeur and the power of God. So I praise God. I often say this, Allie, I've had so many people tell me, oh, Pastor Carl, I feel like I'm just absolutely at the end of myself. The truth is you're strategically positioned to experience God when you are most broken and most humbled.
Yeah.
And broken and humbled are two different things, but from brokenness, God can move mm-hmm. us to full on humility before God, and that's where God works.
Boom Crew, I really want you to check this out. Get behind it. Pre-orders are you can do that already. You don't have to wait till January 4th. If you go to 7resolutions.com and the number or the word, you can spell it out. Both will work. 7resolutions.com. Here's what you're going to find. You're going to find an ability to pre-order this book so you can be one of the first to get your hands on it. You can also take an assessment that will help you kind of look at these different 7 resolutions, look at where you're at, and which one that you need to focus on first. So there's going to be a lot here. This is one-stop shop here. Go to 7resolutions.com. The book again, Carl's book, it's called 7 Resolutions Where Self-Help Ends and God's Power Begins.
Carl and Crew Morning's Best Of Edition.
Helping you take your next step in your walk with Jesus.
It's like coffee, but for your ears. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Okay, here's the deal. This is Best Of right now, but wait, hey, come on. There's still ways to communicate with us here.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, sometimes Twitter. Search Carl and Crew Mornings. Well, Boom Crew, we're in Best Of. You know that, but this is exclusive content that you're only going to hear during this time period. Why? Because we are talking about Carl's book, which comes out on January 4th, and I get the privilege of interviewing him. A little bit of a role reversal here.
This is interesting.
It is. It's kind of awesome. The book is called 7 Resolutions Where Self-Help Ends and God's Power Begins. So we're coming up on a new year. Everybody's going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. What makes the 7 resolutions, this book, the concept behind it, different from just another thing I want to change about myself?
I guess the bottom line is that most resolutions are reliant on you, I'm talking to you right now, having the juice, the stuff, the stamina, the wisdom, the know-how to make it happen. And the unique thing about the 7 resolutions that I capture in this book are that we are agreeing with God for him to make it happen.
Yeah.
That we can't make this thing happen. And it's one of the greatest revolutionary discoveries I ever made early in my faith when I realized I beat my head against the wall here. I'm getting nowhere. But when I join God, look out. Katie, bar the door.
Yeah. What did you discover in writing this book? I know there's overlap between what we talk about on air. This is your heartbeat. But what did you discover?
Oh, boy, that's a big one. I don't even know if you're aiming at this at all, but I'm going to go there. I had a chapter in the original copy that was called Dream Big.
Oh.
And I was working through this manuscript heavily, and I was doing some heavy writing on it. And then it came to me that, and I called up my editor, and I said, I've got to change a big one.
Hmm.
And I explained to her, I said, Amy, I have been writing my heart out on this chapter, Dream Big, only to conclude you cannot build a biblical foundation for that premise at all.
Wow.
Because here's why. And so you might say, well, what in the world came in place of dreaming big?
So I'm not supposed to dream big?
Yeah. But here's the point. When you join God, God takes us beyond our dreams. And that's not a pipe dream. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, he can do immeasurably more than we can ask or even imagine. Mm-hmm. So God's got dreams that he wants to take us on more than we can conjure up in our minds. So just because I eliminated dream big doesn't mean that we aren't going on an incredible adventure. Mm-hmm. It's actually better than we ever imagined.
Yeah. And as you've had some people kind of preview this book, myself included, I've gotten to preview it. Which of the seven resolutions are you finding is most really connecting with people?
Oh, you know, it's interesting. I heard recently, because I took 70 folks from our church through this, a discipleship, some of the application stuff that we have on the website that's helping small groups get through it. And someone recently said, a friend of my wife said, taking risk, man, that was my favorite chapter.
Wow.
And that's great. But I think predominantly people have been amazingly really compelled by kill sin, because that's one of the resolutions. And you would think at face value, man, that's a crazy one.
Right. You know, what do you mean by kill sin?
Killing sin is what we find prescribed in Scripture over and over again. And there's a repetitive theme. Expose it, attack it, and overwhelm it. And when you get into the book, you're going to get an understanding of what in the world that looks like. But my heart on this one is, and I was one of those guys that found some reoccurring things in my life that I couldn't get victory on. God's word has a plan for that thing that's kicking your tail.
Yeah.
The stuff that we hate ourselves is killing us, and it's time that we put it to death.
Boom Crew, you're going to be hearing a lot more about this in the coming weeks, but I want you to know you can already go ahead and get a pre-order in. The book, again, is called Seven Resolutions Where Self-Help Ends and God's Power Begins by none other than Carl Clausen, who is a familiar voice to all of you. Go to sevenresolutions.com. You can do the pre-order. You can take a self-assessment. There's a lot of good stuff there, so I want you to check it out. Go to sevenresolutions.com. You can spell out the word seven or use the digit. Either one will take you there. sevenresolutions.com.
Hey, Carl here with Carl and Crew. We left behind something just for you.
You caught it. We're not actually here, but we're here supporting you.
Did you hear that?
What?
Carl here with Carl and Crew. We left something behind just for you.
Oh, that was a poem.
You're a poet.
Yeah.
And you definitely knew it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our best of right now.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Carl and Crew Mornings here. It's Best Of Edition.
So we are bringing you some of our favorites. Thank you, Young Thunder. We know you put this together.
If there is one thing that we could get victory over, it's the self-led life. Watching God work through us, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So we know this, that if you measure your giftedness, you could get all screwed up because you could start looking at all the wrong stuff to measure whether or not you're cooking with Jesus. I mean, one of the classic things that I've shared around here is I got a buddy. He's now the pastor of a mega church in Portland, Oregon. By the way, talk about a church. Whew, talk about a battle zone spiritually. Portland, Oregon is a battle zone spiritually. But he's a mega church pastor in Portland, Oregon. But before he was ever born again, he was really intrigued with the things of Christ, but he was such a dynamic personality that he was at Athletes in Action, and they started recruiting him to share the gospel on the campuses, on his college campus.
Yeah.
He's leading hundreds of people to Jesus before he was born again.
Interesting.
By the way, you can't go. That's impossible. I'll find stories over and over and over again in Scripture where people are doing incredible spiritual things. Matthew 7.
Yeah.
People that Jesus is going to say, wow, I never knew you did radical spiritual things. So don't look at that story and go, that can't be. It can be and is being. So the question we got to ask is what I love about our program. We get right down, yeah, we get right down on it. But we got asked the question, what do we measure to know if we're authentically cooking with Jesus? Allie, take it away.
Yeah, I was doing a YouVersion devotional, and it was on the fruits of the Spirit. I was doing this one with my kids. And I, as I was reading it to them, it really struck me. So it was talking about the difference between the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. So then I'm going to read this portion. It says, if we want to know how we're growing as Christ followers, we shouldn't focus on how gifted we are or how well we use our gifts. No, it's the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives that shows our spiritual maturity. Not that our gifts aren't valuable or vital, they are. It's just that we can operate in our gifts while we are gratifying our flesh because they are beyond us. Exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit is a manifestation of a transformed life by the power of God.
Boom! That is so well worded. I think we've alluded to that and even spoken to that, but we haven't been that eloquent with that. That is nailing it. I mean, the tendency is to think, how am I doing? Let me put it in pastor realm. The tendency to think for most pastors is, how many disciples am I making?
Sure.
And by the way, that's the greatest metric. How many disciples am I making for outputs of a church? Really. Not how many people are coming, mm-hmm. not how much money's given, but how many disciples are we really making? But if you really want to measure what matters, am I manifesting fruit of the Spirit in my life? I had to ask this morning. I was going, getting a cup of coffee, and this knucklehead in front of me was taking forever to count out his change in the drive-through window. And I'm like, and the Holy Spirit said, are you going to be okay? The Holy Spirit talks to me really practical terms.
That's good.
You're going to be okay.
That's great.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. But the guys in front of me, God, is a total knucklehead. He's slowing down the whole thing. All of life has slowed down because of this guy. I'm having this conversation. But the Holy Spirit then chilled me out, and the Holy Spirit filled me up. And then I was cool with this. I got so cool with it, I almost wanted to flag the guy down and buy his next cup. But that's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Amendu is the last one that covers. I mean, that's the whole bucket.
That's the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
So if we're growing in those, we're cooking with Jesus. Mm. So you can aspire to go this and that with God and all this stuff, but really the greatest path to go do this and that with God is to abide in Him. And you'll know if you're abiding in Him by the measures of those things, and get honest with yourself.
I mean, it's tough because the external stuff, the things that you do can be, an unbeliever can go out and do all kind of things.
So much.
But that inward sort of, that love, you can't conjure that up. Peace, definitely can't conjure that up.
Here's what can be conjured up, to be very fair. In fact, coming up here in a minute and a half, let's draw a distinction between what can be faked and what can't be faked.
Okay.
Hey, Carl and crew, mornings here. Allie, how about Super Die?
Super Die is awesome.
Yeah. What do you say, Super Die, about this best of that we're doing?
I love it. I always love them. Again, it's our triple booms, and we just want to keep sharing it along.
There we go.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, tell a friend, pass it along. By the way, you can get our show in something called a showcast by texting the word show to
312-274-9624.
Now more best of.
Waking you up with adrenaline and Jesus. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Hey, it is Carl here with Carl and Crew, and we are fired up, guys. Although we're not here, we left behind some of the very best.
We know, you caught it. We're not actually here, but we do have some of our favorites. Take a listen.
What's the fake of love?
The fake?
Yeah, I don't understand the question. Yeah.
Fake
so
love.
If love, if we're measuring love,
mm-hmm.
love is deep, man. We got a whole chapter committed to it. 1 Corinthians 13. It's not self-seeking, keeps no record of wrongs, mm-hmm. seeks not itself. I mean, but what is the fake of love?
Niceness.
I believe so, Allie.
Oh, no.
No, I believe you're
That's
right
the worst.
On the money. And this is why when we're measuring how we're doing, we can't look at, was I nice to that person? Because niceness is fake. Excuse me. I want to be careful here. You can be nice to someone and be filled with the Spirit.
Yeah, but that's kindness.
That's kindness. Thank you. You're right about that. Yeah. Nice is empty carbs love. It ain't there, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the fake joy?
Happy?
Happy.
Yeah, we got to be careful with that one. I'm doing this on the fly here because actually the best way to translate the Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount are the be happy attitudes. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is kind of a funny guy wrote a book about that and kind of twisted it. But really, be happy is actually a substantive word in the New Testament.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's, I know what you mean, Super Di. You're talking about that kind of cheap joy.
When you're mustering it up or you're forcing it. You're forcing this happiness.
Yeah, here's what joy is that the fake isn't. Joy has this quality of emotion that can pass through the tough stuff of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the fake joy is circumstantial happiness.
I think you're right about that. Mm-hmm. Love, joy, peace. What's fake peace? This is a fun exercise.
I'm fine. It actually is kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine is probably it.
Oh, that's profound.
Yeah, that's true.
That's profound.
Yeah, when okay. Everything around you just isn't okay.
What's fake patience?
Gritted teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right about that.
You're right. Yeah.
I'm being patient with this person. No, you
so
are.
Patient.
No, you are.
Ask a mom. Yeah. I have to tell you one more time.
That's right.
You can hear the gritted teeth.
But isn't that great to look at that and go, wow, what a great measuring stick.
Mm-hmm.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Let me go all the way down to self-control. What's fake self-control?
Fake self-control, let's say it's, well, I'm not saying it to that person's face. So I have something that I really want to tell someone off, but I'm not. I've got self-control, but I'm saying it behind their back. I'm staying really bitter about it.
Kind of loopholes?
Yeah, loopholes.
Hmm. A shortcut.
That's good. Let's keep drilling on this one, because self-control, I love that Galatians has the fruit of the Spirit, and the last one is self-control, because you might escape some of those other ones, but then self-control, like, oh, that's the bucket that holds everything.
Yeah. Well, how about the blame game? You made me do it.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, blame.
Yeah, blame is real, but self-control. So what is self-control? It's God gives us the ability to withstand the temptations of the world, the devil, and the flesh.
Mm-hmm. So I think it would be maybe empty promises. It's that I'll never do that again. Yeah, or moving the marker.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The line in the sand gets erased.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're constantly, the goalpost keeps moving.
Yeah. And so I'll never do this again. But then when you've done that again, it's moving the marker to something that I can do.
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.